Thank you, Madam Chair. Several speakers today have rightly pointed out the importance of gender parity and substantive gender equality in realizing the right to development. And I think it was rightly pointed out that the right to development is fundamentally about the right to participate in, contribute to, and enjoy development. And if 50% of the world's population faces obstacles of various dimensions in participating in, contributing to, and enjoying development, then the right to development itself can never really be promoted. It is also important, I think, as was mentioned, to focus on the differential impacts on women and girls of development policies and practices. And at the same time, equal opportunities for women in the development process is also the pathway for ensuring appropriate development policies and practices. And in this context, Ambassador Fernandez rightly pointed out that women are indeed the agents to address climate change, a topic that we discussed in a panel yesterday. Thank you also, Liliana, for highlighting the importance of data gathering and statistics. The draft covenant on the right to development does highlight this importance as well. And it points out that in order to ensure the right to development is advanced, states must collect appropriate information, including statistical and research data, to enable them to formulate and implement policies to give effect to the right to development. And it's of utmost importance here that this information that is collected must be disaggregated, including on the basis of gender and intersectionality, and used by states to help assess the implementation of their obligations with respect to the right to development, and to identify and address the obstacles to the full realization of the right to development. And I may add here that gender disaggregated data and statistic collection is also very important in the context of human rights impact assessments. Another very important aspect of the draft covenant on the right to development and of right to development in general. Let me conclude by also thanking Ms. Nicolescu on spotlighting the lack of gender representation in international judicial forums, particularly the International Court of Justice. As you rightly pointed out, historically there have only been five judges who have been women out of the 110, and four of them currently sit on the bench. So it's been quite delayed in that sense. I do hope that the next Secretary General of the United Nations from Latin America would also be a woman for the first time. Thank you.